Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
The Grizzlies train shows no sign of slowing down. Five straight wins for the good guys. We talk about it. You are Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into the Tuesday edition of Locked On Grizzlies. My name is Peter Edmiston. Happy to be with you here on what I think is a Tuesday for most of you that listen to this. I mean, it's a podcast, so you can listen to it whenever you want, but I'm assuming most of you are listening to it on Tuesday. Thanksgiving is approaching, a lot to be thankful for if you are a Grizzly fan, because right now this team is rolling another win, five straight now for the Grizzlies, and after flying out of Milwaukee, 4-5 record, tails between their legs a little bit, struggling. David Fizdale kind of lit into the team a little bit. Mike Conley kind of lit into the team a little bit. There was a little readjustment, let's just say, an attitude check. And from that point on, this team has been a little bit different and taken a little bit of the old school approach and blended it with some of the new school things that David Fizdale wants to incorporate. And the result has been success, a lot of success. Five straight wins, four of them on the road. Nothing to sneeze at there at all. And the latest victory came last night, 105-90, against the Charlotte Hornets in Charlotte, a place that has not necessarily been all that kind to the Grizzlies in years past. The Hornets swept the season series last year against the Grizzlies. And last night, though, no such luck. In fact, from the moment James Ennis hit a three early in the ball game, Hornets never once had the lead in this game. They never even really threatened. Grizzlies jumped out to a 16-4 lead very early, and the Hornets, from that point on, were always second best throughout the entire ballgame. Grizzlies had a massive lead at the half, and while it threatened to disappear a little bit, and it was some moments, I would never say moments of panic or anything like that, but some moments of concern, especially that 12-0 run that the Hornets went on in the second half. That was the extent of it. At one point, it dipped under double digits. Vince Carter hits a three to extend it back out, and that was pretty much that. So the Grizzlies with a big performance and a big win on the road. That's a good Hornets team. I mean, that's a very good Hornets team that the Grizzlies dispatched with. Without Chandler Parsons, again, without Brandon Wright, James Ennis did leave the game with a right calf injury. Vince Carter replaced him in the second half starting lineup. No word at this stage on what that injury is and how serious it will be. Of course, the Grizzlies can't seem to get out of their own way when it comes to injuries, but everything else is looking really, really good for the boys in Beale Street Blue. Now, you want to talk about a standout performer. Mike Conley continues to be perfect for what you want David Fizdale's offense to look like. He continues to be absolutely fantastic for that offense. Mike Conley now, coming off last night's performance, 31 points, 11 of 21 from the field, 5 of 8 from the three-point line. Only got to the foul line four times, which is a little unusual for Mike. Mike's been putting up some big performances. Heck, he had a 30-point performance against the Clippers with only 12 field goal attempts. He's been, you know, very efficient in getting to the foul line and getting those shots without and scoring those points without necessarily taking tons of shots. And that's why, you know, he's shooting a pretty good percentage. I mean, he's shooting 45% from the field this year and 49% from three. How about that? 45 from the field, 89 from the free throw line, and 49% from the three-point line. All of that is of course, extremely good for the Grizzlies. And if you are listening to this pod, and since you are listening now, I hope that you were a long-time listener, and you have been a long-time listener to the pod, for those that have been, then you know that I've been talking a lot and I've written about, in fact, in the commercial appeal, how Mike Conley is really just perfectly tailor-made for what David Fizdale wants to do offensively. And a lot of the things that Fizdale wants with the spacing and with some of the work in the half court is done with Mike Conley in mind, either as a point guard or coming off the ball and off screens and able to, you know, catch and shoot. That's all part of the package. So you can see that Conley's thriving in this, and he's already had 3 30-point games this year. You're talking about a guy who has had 10 30-point games in his whole career, and three of them have come in this month. That tells you that something is starting to click. Something is starting to happen with Mike Conley, and he is more aggressive, but, you know, he's not overly aggressive. You saw in the last few games, you know, Dallas and Minnesota, he didn't exactly, you know, push it and go nuts. He had a huge game against the Clippers last Wednesday. Well, two huge games against the Clippers, actually. Both his 30-point games came against the Clippers this year. But, you know, this is a guy that's fine with taking a little bit of a back seat, but they need him to be that aggressive guy. And when he is, the Grizzlies are much more dangerous for him carrying that threat out there. And he was fantastic. And again, you look on the other side, and defensively did well, because Kemba Walker, who has been, you know, one of the bright shining stars for the Hornets and one of the most improved players in the entire NBA this year, never really got going. 1 of 7 from behind the arc, 6 of 15 from the field, 17 points for Kemba Walker. You know, not a big factor in this ball game. Marcus Gasol was also on triple-double watch after a very, very active first half. 10 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists at the half. Mark finishes with 13, 8, and 9 in 34 minutes of play. 3 block shots and a steal, too. Don't want to shortchange that part of the box score. Also, the 5 turnovers. That's a little high. Because hell, the Grizzlies only had 10 turnovers as a team, and Mark had half of them. So that's a little high, but everything else was good. That triple-double watch kind of jinxed Mark a little bit. The second half performance, not quite up to the level of the first, but it didn't really matter. You know, Mark's playing excellent defense right now. You know, Mark has really taken a lot of responsibility for the improvement of this defense, and you are seeing it now. You are seeing this team start to really look like some of the finer Grizzly defensive teams of years past. I mean, they're not there yet. Got a long, long way to go. But when you see Tony Allen in there doing his thing, and you know, 2 steals, 2 blocks for Tony, more activity, the great spin move on offense, hit a 3. I mean, kind of did a little bit of everything for a guy that was questionable coming into this game and is dealing with groin injury in addition to the bum knee and all the other stuff that he's got as he gets older. A guy played 31 and a half minutes and really was tremendous on both sides of the ball. So, he can do that. He can do that for you. But when he's out there and Mark's out there, Mike Conley, who is a good defender at the point guard position, sometimes a little bit underappreciated. Vince Carter, again, another big performance, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists off the bench for Vince. He comes in and plays good defense too. And this whole team is really committed to it, so you can get away with that if you're going to have an entire committed team. You know, James Ennis has done a nice job defensively this year. And JaMychal Green has had his ups and downs defensively. He's made some key one-on-one plays. He's maybe not been the perfect guy in the scheme, but he does contest, and he does play very hard. It's the one thing you know about the Grizzlies. They play hard, and JaMychal Green plays super hard. All that really goes a long way. You saw the tightened rotation continue for the Grizzlies in this ball game as, you know, essentially they played 8 guys. They have tightened up their rotation, and they have slowed things down. And this is a crucial point that I am writing about, and you will see it probably tomorrow, I'm thinking, in the commercial appeal. But I am writing a good bit about the offense that the Grizzlies are rolling out there. But I'm going to give you, the listener, a preview, because this is an interesting little bit of, I don't know, interesting fact that I've been digging out, looking at the Grizzlies' pace, we talked about that earlier in the week, just in general, the number of possessions that they've been using and they've been having in each of their last few games, that number has dropped off pretty precipitously over the last five or six games, which has coincided with success. But interestingly enough, even within the half-court offense, the Grizzlies have slowed down. So if you take, and the NBA does a nice job of tracking all this stuff, so you can actually start to compile it if you want. But if you look at the Grizzlies, for example, and you look at when their shots were taken in the context of the shot clock, the 24-second shot clock, when were the shots taken? So let's forget about the first, you know, shots taken at 24 or 23 on the shot clock, because those are either, you know, tap-ins, put-backs, that kind of thing, when the shot clock is immediately reset, or they're just heaves, you know, and that doesn't factor in. So let's forget about that. Let's wipe those off. So let's start with the early, what the NBA characterizes as early offense. That would be shots coming between 22 seconds and 18 seconds on the shot clock. And the Grizzlies, in their first 8 games of the season, they averaged about 7.5 shot attempts in that early offense, that very early offense, they call it, between 22 and 18. That number has plummeted over the last 5 ball games. Plummeted. It was 7.5 attempts. It is now down to 1.8 attempts in the last 5 ball games. So that is a fall off of what? 300%? I mean, a huge drop off. Let's go to what they call early offense. That's between 18 and 15. And there's a little crossover because, you know, shots can be, it's a borderline call. Because when is a shot released? Is it like 18.1 or 17.9? So there's a little bit of fluidity, I think, in some of these stats, but you get the idea. Between 18 and 15 on the shot clock. So what they call early offense. Earlier in the season, prior to the last 5 games, Grizzlies averaged 10.1 shot attempts in that little stretch of time. That was, by the way, 19th in the league. In the last 5, they're averaging 4.2. So they go from 10.1 to 4.2. Again, another huge drop-off. That is 30th, dead last in the league by a large margin. So to put those things together in the half court, that means the Grizzlies are taking 6 shots. 6 shots between 15 and 22 showing on the shot clock. The early offense that some teams are taking at a, you know, rate 2 or 3 times that, the Grizzlies, 30th in the league, dead last. They are really being deliberate on offense. I bring that up because they are running stuff, and they are running it slowly. It does not mean that they aren't spacing the floor. They certainly are, because they are taking threes at a rate that is much higher than in years past. It's just that they're getting them in a slower fashion. And you can see that in the way that they have responded, in the way that they've, you know, used their personnel. They want to take advantage of their, well, and, you know, it's not only take advantage of the experience and the fact that they do feel more comfortable in that slower half-court set, but also you've got to remember that if you're going to play an 8 and 8.5 man rotation, 9 man rotation at most, and the biggest composition of that rotation is older guys, then you got to play it slower. So that stands to reason that even in the half court, you would see slower pace. You don't want a whole bunch of possessions, and the Grizzlies have not had a whole bunch of possessions. So finding that mix, finding that right situation where you can maximize your talent and make them feel comfortable while also incorporating some additional spacing and shooting into the mix, that finding that equilibrium has been the key for the Grizzlies. It has been the key for David Fizdale, rather, to have the kind of success that he's been having over the last few ball games. I think he's found that mix. Finding that mix is big. and we'll see how long they can ride it. We'll see how long it goes on because, you know, these things can't last forever, and teams will make adjustments, and the Grizzlies will have to find new ways of getting the job done. But for now, it is tremendously successful last few games, and a big stretch on the road. It will continue, by the way, of course, tomorrow night in Philly, where the Grizzlies will take on the process. Always fun. Then two against the Heat, the old home and home, Friday, Saturday, against the Miami Heat coming up. So this is an opportunity to make a little hay for the Grizzlies. Keep this thing rolling against teams that they really should be able to take care of. I want to say a big thank you to everyone who is continuing to make this pod grow. We continue to get more and more listeners, and I really appreciate that. Thank you for telling your friends. Thank you for the great reviews. Thank you for being a part of the pod. Some of you have dropped me some very nice notes via email or via Twitter, things like that. I really appreciate that. You can always email me, peter@peteredmiston.com. That's Peter, EDMISTON.com. Peter@peteredmiston.com. The easiest way is to just shoot me a message on Twitter. I am @PeterEdmiston, of course, same spelling. But I really appreciate all of you guys doing that, and that's really it means a lot to me. So thank you very much for doing that. Also, want to apologize for my voice. I am coming down with something. I had my son is getting a little sick these days, a little cold. My family, we're all, if those of you that are parents, you've got kids, you know how it goes. If one kid comes home sick, then God help the rest of you. You're done. You're just going to be passing that thing around for weeks. So that's where we're at right now. I'm taking my turn with it. I'm sure the rest of my family will probably have their turn too. I hope not. Hope we can nip this thing in the bud before Thanksgiving. But so I apologize if my voice is a little raspier than normal. That is the reason why. But if you guys have any questions that you want answered prior to the pod for tomorrow, then please feel free to send them to me in the next 24 hours, either via email or via Twitter, and we can work on a little Q&A for the last pod prior to Thanksgiving. I'd love to put something like that together. So again, if you want to send some questions in that you want to know about the Grizzlies or about the statistical side of things or whatever it is, please feel free to shoot those questions to me via Twitter or via email, and I will get to as many as I possibly can. Looking forward to hearing from all of you. Thank you so much. You have been Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily podcast on the Memphis Grizzlies, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.